Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You've got a massive update on the Shohei Ohtani, Ipe Mizuhara betting scandal. New details have emerged, and it's only getting worse for Mizuhara and getting better for Ohtani. That's coming up next here on Dodgers Dugout Live.
It's time for Dodger Baseball.
That's strike three. Dodgers have won it all in 2020.
Mookie Betts
cranks one left field.
They're going to make impact trades. I don't care how many times this team rips my heart out, I'll never stop loving the Los Angeles Dodgers. Think blue, bleed blue, and I'm out.
What is up, Dodgers Nation? Doug McCain here, credential member of Dodgers Media. You can follow me on X and Instagram at DMAC_LA. If you haven't yet, be sure to subscribe to the Dodgers Nation YouTube channel for all latest Dodgers news and rumors, hype videos, everything Dodger baseball. Hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell, hit that like button, and also, most importantly, you comment done down below so you're eligible for our next giveaway. We're doing our next giveaway at 90,000 subscribers, so be sure to subscribe to the number one Dodgers YouTube channel, the number one show here on YouTube, Dodgers Dugout Live. And let's not waste any time. We are going to dive right into this because the Shohei Ohtani, Ipe Mizuhara betting scandal just continues to add more layers. And it turns out that it is even worse than we anticipated because earlier this morning, the district attorney, the DOJ, the district, you had a press conference where you had U.S. Attorney Martin Estrada. They broke down the case and they broke down the charges, and the Department of Justice, they have found that Mizuhara had transferred more than $16 million from Shohei Ohtani's account to an illegal sports book. So $16 million. We originally heard that it was around $4.5 million. It might have been more than that. Now we're talking about more than four times that. Okay, $16 million. And you saw the report yesterday, Wednesday late. You had the report that the New York Times said that Mizuhara was pleading guilty to federal crimes in connection with the alleged theft. Well, now it looks like that theft is going to be even worse. Estrada said the DOJ complaint alleged that Mizuhara set up the account he was familiar with and used that familiarity to access the account. The investigation concluded that Mizuhara stole over $16 million from Mr. Ohtani's account to pay for these sports bets, Estrada said. Mizuhara admitted to the bookmaker that he was stealing from Ohtani per the investigation. So you look at that right there. Mizuhara is coming clean. They are getting to the bottom of this. They have already gone past the original amount. And I see people out there, they're saying, wait a minute, now this is not even adding up. How could Shohei Ohtani not know that $16 million was out of his account? How could he not know? Well, it also said, our investigation has revealed that due to the position of trust he occupied with Mr. Ohtani, Mr. Mizuhara had unique access to Mr. Ohtani's finances, Estrada said. Mr. Mizuhara used that position of trust in order to use and abuse Mr. Ohtani. Additionally, there were more than one recording in which Mizuhara impersonated Ohtani when the bank called to confirm transactions. When they reached out, Mr. Mizuhara would impersonate Mr. Ohtani, said Estrada. By the way, if you want to read a more in-depth breakdown of this, check out Mr. Noah Camras, editor here at Dodgers Nation. Go to DodgersNation.com to read that piece. But I just want to run that back. Our investigation has revealed that due to the position of trust he occupied with Mr. Ohtani, Mr. Mizuhara had unique access to Mr. Ohtani's finances, and that there was more than one recording in which Mizuhara impersonated Ohtani when the bank called to confirm transactions. I mean, it's getting insane. I mean, you're talking about the level of treachery, the level of betrayal, the level of manipulation from Mizuhara, someone who had described his relationship with Ohtani as a brothers-like relationship. They were best friends. They were brothers. And you went out there and you engage in this level of treachery. Look, $16 million, at that point, why aren't you just taking the money and treating it as if, okay, that was the earnings, right? That's what was the outcome. I get it. Betting is a drug. You get that dopamine release and you're addicting to the rush of it. You're addicted to the action, addicted to watching the games, and it raises the stakes. I understand that, but still, that's just absurd. $16 million. I see people out there, wait a minute, D-Mac, how could you not know that $16 million is missing from your bank account? I mean, look, we're talking about someone in Shohei Ohtani who makes $50 to $70 million a year in endorsements. We're talking about someone whose sole focus is baseball and being the best baseball player on the planet. He also entrusted Ipe Mizuhara and felt comfortable around him. And Mizuhara, he took full advantage of that. And look, it's just, look, this is not normal, okay? Stop trying to compare yourself to superstar athletes. I think that's the problem out there. People out there saying, wait a minute, if Ohtani doesn't know $16 million is gone, that's ridiculous. It means there's another cover-up. No, these guys aren't normal. These guys are in different tax brackets. Me, hey, if there's $15 missing from my joint bank account with my wife because I went to Chipotle, I'll get a text, right? It's not the same, right? Okay, I'm not making $50 to $70 million in endorsements like Shohei Ohtani is. So let's not use that as a reason why Ohtani didn't know. No, the government has completely gotten involved here. The investigation has been thorough. It would go on to say our investigation has revealed that through interviewing more than 1,000 people, 1,000 people were interviewed, were involved, were inspected and investigated in this. And it said, our sources say the feds have concluded Ohtani was not involved in any wrongdoing and has never had any association with gambling or bookmaking. So, I mean, that tells you everything you need to know right there. They investigated this thoroughly. You have Shohei Ohtani completely cleared, completely exonerated, completely, absolutely the victim of a massive theft. And it would say, we allege in the complaint, Mr. Mizuhara committed fraud on a massive scale. So everything from the press conference this morning from the Department of Justice indicates and proves everything that Shohei Ohtani said a few weeks ago at Dodger Stadium when he read his statement, that he was being 100% truthful. 100% truthful. There was no fabrications. Everything that we've seen since has indicated that he was being 100% forthright and honest. It would also say that as for the investigation, Estrada said it was thorough and involved thousands of interviews. The authorities even reviewed the phones of both Mizuhara and Ohtani and their communication over several years using a Japanese linguist. That review has demonstrated no discussion of betting wagers or authorization of transfers to bookmakers. So guess what? Ohtani is the victim here. Ohtani had no communication with Ipe Mizuhara about betting. And it would also say that Ipe Mizuhara, despite making thousands of bets, did not bet on Major League Baseball. So really, my first thought about this is, yeah, Mizuhara, you are a scumbag. You are a scumbag. I mean, it's unbelievable that Shohei Ohtani has been able to have this level of success and continue to be one of the best baseball players on the planet, despite playing with a knife in his back because his best friend stabbed him in the back like this. I mean, you have to feel for Shohei Ohtani and know that this guy can compartmentalize with the best of them. He's one-track minded. He wants to be the best baseball player on the planet, but this is going to take the toll on him mentally, knowing his best friend, his brother, has totally taken advantage of him to the tune of $16+ million. And I think the worst thing about this, it's not the money. The money is not even close to being the worst thing about this. The worst thing about this was not only did he steal from him, he tried to destroy his credibility. He tried to destroy Shohei Ohtani's reputation when they changed the stories when they were in Korea. And let's not forget that interview that Ipe did with Tisha Thompson, it was over the phone. So it's really consistent with what we learned today in that he changes his voice over the phone, right? He made different manipulation tactics. He lied about his resume. He lied about going to college. He lied about working for the Red Sox. This guy is a pathological criminal liar that's soon to be a felon that really tried to damage Shohei Ohtani's international marketability. And these are high stakes. These are extremely high stakes. And I see the people out there that are continuing to act like this is some type of cover-up, a cover-up. That, okay, this is Major League Baseball. They're in cahoots with the DOJ, the FBI, all the investigators, the Homeland Security, that they're in cahoots to try to preserve their golden goose in Shohei Ohtani. If you believe that, you're a damn fool. If you believe that, you got 6 or 7 brain cells at most, okay? I'm a big fan of conspiracy theories. I do own a tinfoil hat, but that's just ridiculous, okay? That's the same person that doesn't believe we landed on the moon or that the earth is flat or that the birds are really robots that are, the eyes are cameras that are able to give information to the government, okay? Those types of fools, okay? And I think that today, really, it needs to be National Apologize to Shohei Ohtani Day. If you made a meme, if you were one of these national guys like Rich Eisen or Michael Kay or even Chris Rose or some of these other guys that were kind of diving into this, questioning and speculating about Shohei Ohtani, I think this is a day to say back, you know what? We should have just waited for all the facts to emerge and then examine those facts, let the investigations take place, and then we will place judgment. The Pete Roses out there. The Pete Roses that said, oh, I wish I had a fall guy. No, that's not how it was, all right? It's just not the case, all right? So let me know, Stephen A. Smith. I mean, look, I understand. I'm in the beast, too. I'm in the content business. Hashtag team content, right? I understand that for sure. But in this situation, based on Shohei Ohtani's track record, based on Shohei Ohtani having no history of anything negative, right? Nothing negative from Shohei Ohtani. And you want to use this against him, right? No. I mean, this is someone who picks up trash because he thinks it gives you some good fortune, right? This is someone who has done nothing short of be great for the game of baseball. But let me know down below in the comment section, what are your thoughts on this new development? Ipe Mizuhara stealing over $16 million. Okay, I see Michael K is a joke. This is from Steve Kites over on YouTube. Yeah, let's run that clip with Michael K. So if you don't know Michael K, great broadcaster. He's the play-by-play broadcaster for the New York Yankees, the Yankees. But he has really kind of gone all in on this conspiracy theory that Ohtani is not being forthright. You had people kind of jumping at the fact that Ohtani wasn't revealing anything about the investigation. No, Ohtani was given probably strict orders to really not say anything he didn't need to say because he knows there's an ongoing investigation about a very serious matter. So here, give a listen to Michael K over in New York.
But if it turns out the guy working with was a degenerate gambler and he was a loyal friend, I think it ends up being a lot of noise and not a lot of fire for the
somebody
throat.
Came up to me in the Yankee clubhouse today and said, you know, the one thing that Pete Rose was missing. I said, what? A best friend to take the fall.
It's a great point. It could be that, too.
Said that in the Yankees clubhouse. Wow. That's all I have to say. I think Shohei Ohtani, just like Ken Griffey Jr., because Ken Griffey Jr. hated the Yankees. Ken Griffey Jr. once said about the Yankees that if no other team would offer him a contract and the only team to offer him a contract was the New York Yankees, he would just retire. It stemmed from when his dad was a Yankee and he doesn't think he was treated fairly like some of the other players' kids on the team. But I think that Shohei Ohtani is going to absolutely obliterate the Yankees whenever they face each other. Hopefully it'll be in the World Series. And I think what Michael Kay is upset about is you look at that Yankees team. They have a lot of stars. You have Aaron Judge. You have Juan Soto. You have Giancarlo Stanton. Those are stars. Those are superstars. The Dodgers have the superstar. Ohtani is a bigger star than all of those guys combined times 100. And I think there's a little bit of resentment there. I think that a lot of people want to always see people that are more successful than them kind of crumble, right? It's the media strategy. Let's build them up to break them down. For whatever reason, people were trying to break down Shohei Ohtani. And in this case, everything that we've learned yesterday, everything we've learned today, all the new information points to Shohei Ohtani being 100% innocent and being a victim of massive theft. I mean, the conspiracy theories are crazy. What people think, like I said, the DHS, the FBI, the IRS, U.S. attorney, they're all in cahoots, right? Conspiracy with Major League Baseball and Shohei Ohtani, and that some point Ipe Mizuhara is going to be on the Cayman Islands and he's going to get this wire transfer of a ton of money because Ipe was the fall guy. That's ridiculous. The feds have a 99% conviction rate. They're only going to charge him if they have what they need to charge him. In over 90% of criminal cases, they end in plea deals. So if you're going to cop a plea, you're doing that hoping to reduce the punishment in exchange for saving the prosecution time and resources to go to trial. So Ipe knows he's guilty. Ipe has given them the real information now. He's confessed. And all this is doing is helping Shohei Ohtani. So, yeah, what really, really upsets me is that there are people out there that have already made their mind that Shohei Ohtani is a gambler. Shohei Ohtani is a gambler. Not that he paid money to pay off his friend's debts. There's people out there that their perception is Ohtani was gambling. I went to the doctor and I had my Dodger hat on, and my doctor found out what I did for a living, and he asked me if Ohtani was going to be suspended for life because of betting and if he bet on baseball. This is a terrible narrative that has spread about a player that is only making baseball relevant. Without Shohei Ohtani, baseball is further behind the NFL. It's further behind the NBA, okay? You need Shohei Ohtani to establish himself in the postseason and help elevate the game. So that's what I don't understand out there. Fans out there that were preying on his downfall, trying to hope that there was any truth to this, I just don't understand that. And also, too, another point I want to make about this, too, is for the tinfoil hat people out there, those nitwits peddling these conspiracy theories, and don't let the facts get in the way of your opinions. Everyone's entitled to their wrong opinion. If you want to have that, you can. But why the hell would federal prosecutors help baseball? Last time I checked, they conducted an investigation on Balco. They conducted an investigation and they brought perjury charges to their two biggest stars offensively and in the pitcher, Roger Clemens and Barry Bonds. So why the hell would they help Major League Baseball, okay? If they wanted to pursue Shohei Ohtani and make an example out of him and they had the evidence to do it, I guarantee you they would. So I think it's an absolute disgrace. Any fans, any media members that tried to jump the gun before information had emerged and trying to say that Shohei Ohtani was being shady in any way, like I said, at this point, the Dodgers are at a spot where, yeah, if you hate the Dodgers and you hate Shohei Ohtani, you're going to watch at this point. They needed villains. Baseball needs villains. Now you got that. You definitely have that. V-I-L, capital L-A-I-N. So it's going to be good for Major League Baseball. But let's dive into those comments here, guys. I just feel, it almost feels like we signed Shohei Ohtani again. I almost feel like I should do a Shohei Ohtani because it almost.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Feels like we already signed him again to that $700 million contract. But here he goes. We got Mitchell Hopkins. I know he's a Giants player, but I respect Webb for being honest. That was the coolest thing a Giant has ever done. That's from Mitchell Hopkins. Yeah, it was cool. Some people believe what they want to believe. That's from Doxology. Tinfoil, LOL. That's from Lobo Raider 75. For sure. Absolutely. We got Ohtani doesn't have any bets. He is a free man. Yeah, that's the coolest thing I saw. I don't know if you guys saw that meme over on Twitter. It said Ohtani. It was Ohtani standing next to Mookie Betts. It said Ohtani Betts. It had an X, and it had Ohtani. Next picture right next to him, it was Ohtani standing next to Freeman. It said, no, Ohtani, free man. Yeah, he's a free man. But guess what? You're innocent until you're proven guilty. So he was never guilty or locked up in the first place. He was always a free man, and he was always innocent. But I like this from Golf Grouch. Should cricket players practice with baseball players? Yeah, I don't know about that. I think you look at the bat, though. It definitely has helped Outman. It helped Ohtani. But, yeah, I mean, I've seen people out there still. I mean, look, it's not the – It's $16 million, man. It's a lot of money. It's not the kind of money where Ohtani's going to call the Dodgers like, hey, man, you remember all that deferred money? Can I actually get that up front now? Because I got – no, it's not that much money, okay? Let's not forget, this man is the most marketable player in baseball, and it's not even close. He's as marketable as the next 10 players combined and then some. So he's going to be fine financially. Maybe Ohtani didn't notice because – maybe Mizuhara, maybe he deferred the stolen money, you know, in the future and they just didn't see it. I don't know, maybe. But look, the truth of the matter is today was a big win for Shohei Ohtani. It was a big win for the Dodgers. Then they can move past this. And we'll continue to break this down. But let's get into these comments here, guys. We got any accountability to the Angels organization? Did the Angels fail Ohtani with the interpreter? Did the Dodgers have any involvement in catching him? That's from Armando Velasquez. So this is really an independent – then independent of the Angels, of the Dodgers. I mean, obviously, the Dodgers were on the hook for his salary, and they were the ones that ended up firing him. But I don't think you really can put this on them. I don't think you truly can put this on the Angels because, I mean, he worked for the Ham Fighters, right? He worked for the Nippon Ham Fighters of the NPB, and he was an interpreter there. So that's where Ohtani played. So I think that they can't be held accountable. I think that both organizations, they're going to be scot-free. I think that what you saw here was someone that was a manipulator that had a opportunity to steal money. And I think that, look, if you're Ipe, it's got to be kind of tough, right? I mean, you're the interpreter for the most famous player on the planet, and you see the juice that he gets. See, Ohtani gets the juice of playing in games. He gets that competitive fire. There's a reason why Charles Barkley and all these guys, they're big bettors, right? They're big gamblers. A lot of them will tell you, we're trying to replace that juice and that competitive fire of playing in an actual game, right? So maybe Ipe, he's close to the action. He sees what Ohtani's accomplishing. He needs a little action himself, and that's what it all stemmed from. But he was also a liar long before this, too. So here we go. Neil before Zot says the haters weren't betting against Ohtani. They were betting against the Dodgers, period. Yeah, how true is that? Everyone that was hating on Shohei Ohtani, saying he was a gambler, saying he's Pete Rose 2.0, saying all this stuff, they're just mad and upset that Ohtani didn't sign with their team. Had he signed with the team that they were a fan of, they would have been supportive of him. They would have been fully supportive and hoping that he was going to be free of all this. But what's good, D-Mac? What's good, Queso, over on YouTube? Obey2388. Ohtani is going to be playing better knowing what the world knows happened. That Obey. I mean, look, he was already fantastic. He was already killing the game. When you look at his numbers, I mean, right now he's slashing .333, .377, slugging .635. He's hitting the ball harder than anyone on the planet. Maybe he was imagining that baseball was Ipe's head for the last couple of weeks, and maybe that played a factor. But I do think that there's going to be a sense of relief knowing that his name has been fully cleared, that he doesn't have to answer these questions anymore. And I do think that you're still going to see Ohtani's best baseball just because he's still getting going, right? I mean, as great as he's been the last couple of weeks, when Shohei catches fire, it's actually on another level. You see some more home runs, right? You're going to see more home runs, more slug. And I was never worried about that in the first place, but I think we learned a lot about, like Ray Soto says, big monkey off his back. I think we learned a lot about Shohei Ohtani's mental toughness in this situation. I mean, how impressive is it? Like I said earlier in the show, he was playing with a knife in his back because he got stabbed in the back by his best friend, still went out there and performed the way he did. And I think with Shohei Ohtani, he is someone that has always been all about baseball. Remember, it's not about the Benjamins. It's about the baseball for Shohei Ohtani. And I almost think that baseball was an escape. I almost think that it was probably the place where he felt the most comfortable with all of this going on, between those lines, in the batter's box, because that's what he loves to do. That's what he was put on earth to do. So I almost think baseball was an escape for all this. But I think the other thing, too, I think that this accelerated the team chemistry and bonding aspect, and it really galvanized this group of guys because it was universal support. All the guys fully supported Shohei Ohtani. You've seen him since Ipe has been gone. Dave Roberts talked about this. Players are engaging more with Ohtani because Ipe's not there. And when a guy that we know now about this guy, it's probably a little bit of a toxic energy. I mean, it'd be interesting to ask players, like, what did it really feel like to be around Ipe? Did you ever kind of get the sense that there was something wrong with him, that he was just a weird dude? I'm guessing there had to be. Right? I'm guessing there had to be. And now Ohtani, think about this. Ohtani has grown up before our eyes. I mean, he gets out of Anaheim, signs the Los Angeles Dodgers. He ends up getting married, and he gets rid of his bum scum interpreter that stole money from him. I like this. History's time. Actually, I had in my notes. LA versus the world. Yeah. And I think for the Dodgers, I think this even further helps them. They went into the season even before this kind of being the villains of baseball. Everyone's saying that Ipe, Mr. Creepe. That's a fire take. We give a fire take for that one.
Fire take.
By the way, keep finding a way with those comments down below, because we're going to start the seventh inning stretch. To my left, I got super producer Mr. Antonio in the house. He's always looking for your best comments. And if you bring a fire take, you're going to see one of those. If you bring a comment of the show, well, that's actually the finish him. That's for a good roast. But yeah, if you bring anything, you're going to see down below. I want to read this one because you guys are still firing away down below in the comment section. Welcome to Dodgers Dugout Live. Another breaking news edition with the news about Shohei Ohtani. Yesterday, we learned that he had changed the access codes to be able to create accounts and steal money. Today, we learned that it wasn't $4.5 million. It was over $16 million is what he stole. We also learned that he had impersonated Shohei Ohtani's voice. It gets weirder and weirder. And from the Dodgers standpoint, now you kind of clean your hands, wipe your hands from this. We got Mitchell Hopkins, D-Mac. Do you have any good slow pitch team ideas? Let me get back to you on that one. I'll give you one, though. I'll give you one in a couple seconds. Sammy Boy Smith, Hader is doing terrible, too. Glad we didn't sign him. Bob Nightingale, Ipe said he was really framed by the rally monkey. That's a fire take. It's a fire take. Metabolic, you must not. Okay, we got Gulp. Angels fans were the first to jump on Ohtani as the gambling bandwagon. Crickets now, LMAO. Yeah, look, this is what happens in these situations. You don't see people come out there and apologize. But this is the thing. Ohtani is like the most respectable guy. He literally is. This is a guy who has zero history of doing anything in the past. Like I said, he believes in picking up trash because it brings him good fortune. Okay, he got that idea and he learned that from his manager, Hiroshi Sasaki, when he was in high school. And he still practiced that today. So, I mean, let's not be ridiculous. Let's not be ridiculous, okay? So, yeah, I see some pretty crazy comments down below. So let's keep firing away. And we're going to talk about some other stuff today, too. But this is big news. ESPN, gambling is bad. Brought to you by ESPN Bet. That's from SK. Yeah, I find that all hilarious, too. That's the thing, too, about all this. Even if the worst-case scenario, other than Ohtani being the guy gambling and betting on baseball, that would have been the worst-case scenario because then he would have been suspended for life. But even if Ipe's first story was true, even if that was true, even that is not something that probably would have led to a long suspension or anything like that. But still, Ohtani is 100% the clear. Ohtani is hitting very well. We forgot he can pitch just as well. Just wait till next year. That's from CY. 183 million losses in bets. That's from Bob Nightingale. Samuel Kim goes to show also that he's living and breathing baseball, that he would give power of attorney to Ipe to take care of his finances, bills, etc. Yeah, that has been my stance in all this. One thing that I think you have to point out is his obsession with baseball. Let's not forget, when he was in Japan, he was already making millions of dollars through his marketing and endorsements and everything he brings to that. He was also making money from his team, and he was still living in the dorms. and he had to get permission from his manager just to leave the ballpark. Most players in Japan were saying, if I had that money, I'd be living in a mansion, at least a really posh condo. Otani was still living in the dorms because he was so hyper-focused on baseball. But the Rey Soto, big monkey off his back. David, Jeff Passan's tweet shows evidence. Okay, let's check out Jeff Passan, my friend Jeff Passan, over on the X. Let's see what Jeff Passan has to say about this, if there's anything new. But yeah, you always keep me updated here. We got Jeff Passan. Here we go. Just tweet out 10 minutes ago. Two important elements from the complaint against Ipe Mizuhara. One, the size of his bets and the debt he allegedly incurred were massive. Oh my goodness. This is insane. It says the size of his bets and the debt he allegedly incurred were massive. Losing bets of nearly $183 million, winning bets of more than $142 million, and $40.7 million in losses. Two, no bets on baseball. Okay, we have some reporting here underneath it from the investigation. It says, A, the 35-966 record reflects approximately 19,000 wagers between December 2021 and January 2024 and nearly 25 bets per day on average. The wagers reflected in the 35,966 records ranged in value from roughly $10 to $160,000 per bet, with an average bet amount of roughly $12,800. During this period, the 35,966 records reflect total winning bets of $142,256,769.74 and total losses of bets over $182 million, leaving a total net balance of negative $40.6 million. The 35,966 records do not reflect any bets on baseball games. Wow, that is absolutely insane. This guy was high stakes. Yushi says, Ipe making bets. Okay, these are, you're going to have to pin some of these because there's so many comments. But yeah, you guys are severe gambling problems, you think? I mean, severe. I mean, you're talking about just tons and tons of money. And that's just crazy. I mean, it gets even more intense. So Otani's only missing that $16 million, and you're seeing how much money was actually won and lost. That's he's the definition. I mean, he's the definition of a degenerate gambler. He just won't stop. I mean, this guy just had a problem. He would not stop. It's the Vince Carter meme, right? He thinks he's going to stop betting. He's like, I got one more in me. That was Ipe Mizuhara on that one. I mean, $40.7 million. That's crazy. That is insane. I mean, no bets on baseball. I like how that too. To think you're that in deep, but the one thing you're following is the no bet on baseball. That tells me that he knew at some point he was going to be caught. We got Swelling Sausage. Can OJ outrun the flames of hell? Fire take. Hey, I think OJ is looking up at us right now. But Ipe could use, yeah, look at some more comments here. Two makes this a non-story of true. Just wish there was a commissioner who could give a statement on this and take control of the league. Yeah, I mean, I think that is something that you want to see. You want to see a little more involvement from baseball at this point, just because you want to have baseball go out there and clean up anything that needs to be cleaned up for their best player in Shohei Ohtani. But that is really, really insane. And at this point, if you're Ohtani, if you were Ipe, someone like that, if he really had some way to get out of this, he'd be singing like a bird. But let's go to some comments over here. Kelly says, I feel so bad for Shohei. Not sure it's getting better for Ohtani. He's now at 16K. Okay, I was about to say, it says 16K. Franklin Kim, thanks for covering this so well, DMAC. As a critical psychologist, I can tell you that is extremely likely that self-fulfilling prophecy at work for the haters. Absolutely, Franklin. I mean, you 100%. They made their minds up the second that all this dropped, and they weren't going to turn back. You were not going to reverse this. You weren't going to put the toothpaste back in the tube for any of these guys. You can't. That's just how it is, okay? Like I said, I have an aunt that believes that birds are robots and that their eyeballs are cameras for the government. Okay. I'm not going to say which ant that is. Okay. I'm not going to say, I almost did. So really close to doing it. I know she might watch the show or someone will it'll get to her. So I'm not going to do it. But still, I mean, people are going to believe what they're going to believe, right? They're going to keep digging. And it's a ton of money. It's a ton of money and makes you feel like the good thing too. I mean, let's spin a positive here for Shohei Ohtani. One, this happened early in his Dodgers career. Okay. This happened less than a month into it. Now he has 9+ years of squeaky clean reputation, 9+ years of being the guy that's going to be the face of this league and hopefully lead this organization to, oh, we got hepatitis C later. Says birds aren't real. Come on now. Stop. that he's going to go and lead this team to multiple World Series. Two, you get Ipe, this toxic scumbag, out of your life and you can move on. I think that three, it's going to be a complete breakdown of how Shohei Ohtani's camp is formed moving forward. They're going to be buttoned up. They're going to be doing thorough background checks on anyone they bring into Ohtani's universe. And I think they got to go out there and get the very best interpreter on the planet. I think Will has done a really good job. Will Ireton, Will the Thrill. But I think if you're Ohtani, who's someone that you can truly trust? And his only job is to be your interpreter. You don't give him access to your finances. You don't do any of that. Money changes people. Money corrupts people, right? And we saw that with Ipe. And I think also, as it pertains to the Dodgers, you get the daily, you get this, look, I remember when it was the first, I was in Korea, when this broke, and I told my wife, I was like, wake up, the 2024 Dodgers scandal has arrived, right? Every year there's something. At least you get it out of the way in April, right? And then you can focus on playing baseball. But yeah, that's absolutely insane. That's absolutely insane. But let's keep diving in the comments. I think we're just going to spend the whole show on this topic because you guys are going crazy and we'll leave the other stuff for tomorrow. But the Shaggy was a crappy friend. Swelling Sausage referring to him too as crappy. What did Silver Rally say? I see you commented LOL Silver's Rayleigh. Okay.
We got super chat.
Oh, we got a super chat. Let's pin that on the screen. We got Whack'em Sticks. Let's not forget in all this that Ohtani has presumably lost his best friend and confidant. That sucks no matter how you slice it. My guess is that he pulls his head down and focuses even more on the game, career year. Yeah, no, 100%. I think that is absolutely going to be the key. Are we going to pin that on the screen? Not working? Okay. We're still working on that, guys. But in the future, anytime you guys drop a super chat, it's going to be pinned on the screen. D-Mac, don't be harsh on your aunt. Okay. Let's read these. We got Topher Bryan. It's sort of a blessing that this happened at the beginning of the season. That way, Shohei and the rest of the team can move forward. Go Dodgers. Yeah, that's what I was saying yesterday. I mean, this team has been beleaguered and besieged, and there's been a lot of bad juju with certain scandals the last couple of years. And the year where you make all these additions and you sign Shohei Ohtani and Yoshinobu Yamamoto, you would hope that the focus can solely be on winning a World Series. It's already hard enough to win in baseball. Remember, baseball is a sport where you can spend over $1 billion in the offseason, and then the experts give you a 16% chance. The models will give you a 16% chance of winning the World Series. Baseball is not basketball, okay? Basketball, it's a lot more predictable. Remember we talked about in the offseason, for Major League Baseball to have the same level of variance, or for basketball, for the NBA to have the same level of variance in a short series as baseball, you have to play a 75-game series, right? I mean, that's just the truth if you look at the models. And for baseball and the Dodgers to have to worry about this when they're already trying to deal with the expectations, when you look at the roster, it was a lot on their plate. So I absolutely agree. To get this out of the way, it's definitely a good thing. John, feel bad for Shohei Ohtani, the level of deceit and betrayal from his best friend, SMH. Absolutely. Rim Zuaru, it makes me sad that Ipe was such a beloved interpreter and to do all this is so messed up. Absolutely. Nate says, bunch of sportscasters who knew as much as we do passing judgment. Jeez. Yeah, like I said, this needs to be national apologize to Shohei Ohtani Day. It's a lot of guys I look up to. I mean, I love Rich Eisen. I've been a fan of his for decades. I love Michael Kay as a broadcaster. He's a good dude. And look, it'll just be, there was enough weirdness early on. I'll admit, there was enough weirdness early on to say, okay, I have questions. I have questions. I do. But I think at this point, if you kind of cross that line even a little bit, hopefully based on what you saw today and the new information, the new details that have emerged, will at least make you say, you know what? This guy is 100% honest. This guy is 100% clean. Like I said, if you believe that federal agencies are in cahoots with Major League Baseball, then you're a damn fool. Okay, there's no way to slice that. We got to Omar. Ibe Mizuhara steals $16 million, have more than $60 million to steal. I don't even know what you're saying there. Robert, Bay Area talk shows sound more immature and butthurt right now. Clearly, only grownups should speak right now. Yeah, hey, they featured me on some of those shows for a take we had a couple weeks ago. And look, it's all love. A part of this business is you got to be bold. You have to say some stuff that you don't actually believe, but if you guys have watched this show, kind of my goal is I just try to be a truth teller and try to just bring truth bombs based on what I believe is the truth. Not going out there and just saying things to try to generate interest and get clicks and that kind of stuff. Doug Slayton, who needs enemies if you have Ipe as a friend? Yeah, absolutely. Wanted to read that one up here. So all of Otani's accountants didn't notice a thing. Like I said, he had access and created those accounts. Go back to the top of the show where we broke it down. Is this was master manipulation by a master liar and frankly a downright felon criminal at this point. And like Martin Estrada, the U.S. attorney, point out, said that Mizuhara set up the account. He was familiar with it and used that familiarity to access the account. The investigation concluded that Mizuhara stole over $16 million from Mr. Otani's account to pay for these sports bets. Mizuhara admitted to the bookmaker that he was stealing from Otani per the investigation. So, yeah, it sounds kind of crazy. And when you have a couple hundo missing from your account, you're going to definitely notice it. But these guys aren't normal, okay? These guys are centimillionaires, right? You know, he'll be a billionaire at some point. So, and he's also focused and he trusted him. So I think it definitely checks out. Wouldn't be the first time too in entertainment that this has happened. But Ipe says smoking on that Ipe pack. I like that one. It's a fire take. I'll give you a fire take for that fire one. We got Locked On MLB channel is admitting they were wrong about Ohtani. Neil before. Yeah, I think that's all you can really hope for. And you respect that too. You respect that. You respect the walking back. If you're going to go Homer Simpson into the hedge and kind of step up to it, for sure. We got Silver saying Ipe Godzuhara. That's interesting. Ipe Squid Game from Justin Lombas. Sounds like you really admire Ipe, Mr. Classic. Elephant Tens, Yankees broadcasters would be defending the hell out of Ohtani if he joined them in the offseason. Yeah, that's the point we were trying to make earlier. And I agree with you. I mean, for sure. Yo, D-Mac and Dodgers Nation. What up, Anthony King? Rock with us. I appreciate you. The bookie was stalking Ohtani. Yeah, I mean, the bookie in this situation was not only that, he was going out there, Matthew Boyer, and using Ohtani because his name was on a lot of these payments and the involvement of him. He was using that to try to generate more business and get more people to bet with him because he was using Ohtani's name. So that definitely is very suspect, extremely suspect. And yeah, and these guys are criminals, man. They're literally criminals. Brady says the bookmaker threatened Ipe that he would tell Ohtani. There you go. Yeah, let's see if there's anything new from Jeff Passan and any new info. Let's take a look here. We got so here we go. Another update from Jeff Passan a couple of minutes ago. Jeff Passan tweeted a seeming confession from Ipe Mizuhara via text to a bookmaker on the day of Tisha's ESPN story. So Tisha Thompson, of course, who wrote the original report from ESPN, it reads, B, on or about March 20th, 2024, Mizuhara messaged Bookmaker One stating, have you ever seen the reports? Bookmaker One responded, yes, but that's all bullshit. Obviously, you didn't steal from him. I understand it's a cover job. I totally get it. Mizuhara then responded to Bookmaker One, technically, I did steal from him. It's all over for me. Boom. What more do you need to see? Okay, that's a fire confession. It's a fire confession there. Let's read it one more time. So this is a confession from Ipe, and this is through text messages. on or about March 20th, 2024, Mizuhara messaged Bookmaker One stating, "Have you seen the reports?" Bookmaker One responded, "Yes, but that's all bullshit. Obviously, you didn't steal from him. I understand."
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Dan, it's a cover job. I totally get it. Mizuhara then responded to Bookmaker One, "Technically, I did steal from him. It's all over for me." So, yes, Ipe was lying to Matthew Boyer. Ipe was lying to the bookmaker. I mean, this is as bold and as clear of a confession as you're ever going to see. I mean, saying technically I did steal from him, it's all over for me. That means Matthew Boyer, this fool, was buying into the national narrative that it was a cover job too. I mean, first of all, Ipe just kind of sucks at being a criminal. I mean, right? I mean, this is someone who does not have the ability to get through this and find a way. He tried. He definitely tried. But yeah, people still saying he's the fall guy after all this. Man, I feel bad for your brain. I really do. I mean, it's just insane to think that it's a fall guy. Okay. I mean, the bookmaker said it was a cover up because he didn't know what Ipe was really doing, right? He didn't know Ipe was faking his voice. He knew that Ipe was creating accounts and this kind of stuff. So let's not forget that. So more comments here. Hey, D-Mac, what do you think the punishment will be for this clown, Joe Mama? That's a good question. I definitely fancy myself as a baseball sports expert-ish guy. But from the legal standpoint, I'm not so sure. I mean, anytime you enter a guilty plea, you're doing that because you don't want the prosecutors to have to go through more time and effort to go through an investigation and go through the prosecution process and go through trial, because that's very time consuming. So clearly he wants to try to reduce this as much as possible. But I mean, at this point, it's pretty bad. I mean, it's extremely bad for him on his standpoint. I mean, this is a massive theft for someone. Let's not forget, this is someone making 100 grand a year, 200 grand a year. I mean, his salary was going up with the Dodgers, but still, I mean, this guy's not making enough money to even come close to these bets. Maybe that $10 one that they were talking about, but no, not this one. But I think it's hilarious. People, I'm here for the humor. If you're saying he's a fall guy because you think it's funny, whatever, fine, I get it. Like, I'm all about dark humor and laughing my way through stuff. But if you truly believe it, man. Here's another thing from Jeff Passan. Says, from the government's complaint against Ipe Mizuhara. On or about November 14, 2022, Mizuhara messaged Bookmaker One stating, quote, "I'm terrible at this sport betting thing, huh, LOL. Well, any chance you can bump me again? As you know, you don't have to worry about me not paying." Wow. This twisted, degenerate gambler. Like I said, the Vince Carter meme. I got one more meme. You just need to know when to stop. Clearly, Ipe Mizuhara just did not know when to stop. I mean, this is turning into just a bad movie at this point. A movie that Hollywood would even make because it's just so ridiculous, okay? Ipe just wouldn't stop betting. I mean, it's just borderline hilarious at that point. This guy is just one of those dudes who are, you know, you're at the poker table, you lose your money. All right, I'm going to throw my watch. Here's the watch. Here's the watch. Okay, cool. Oh, here's the, you got the watch. All right, here's the paper. Here's the pink slips of the cars. Oh, here's the mortgage to the house, right? Here's the earrings for my wife. Okay, you just give away everything because you can't scratch that itch. You can't find a way to get out of this. So it's really, really sad. But let's dive into some more comments here. Guys, we've pretty much broken down this thing, but it's so fascinating. And there's just so much meat on the bone here. And it's just juicier than ever that it's just unbelievable. It's unbelievable. And honestly, my main takeaway here is I feel genuinely sick and terrible for Shohei Ohtani. One, that a guy backstabbed him who he considered one of, if not his best friend, a guy he considered a brother, and two, that he had to deal with this silly national narrative that he in any way was involved in this, and that his character and his integrity had taken a hit, and that his marketability was going to suffer. No. Like I said, this is National Apologize to Shohei Ohtani Day. If you did it, I think it's time to cop to it. We got Dave Will in an article from summer of 2023 about Asian MLB player interpreters. Ipe was quoted as saying that interpreting is just 10% of the job since they're trusted with the finance, legal, etc. stuff. Yeah, I mean, that's how it is. I mean, if you are a part of someone's inner circle, right? They're going to give you multiple jobs, okay? I mean, look at how LeBron's inner circle started, right? With Maverick Carter and Rich Paul, right? They weren't doing Hollywood producing at the beginning. They weren't agents at the beginning. No, you expand your role with the people you trust. Those are your confidants. Those are your inner circle. These guys can't go out there and make friends, okay? These guys can't go to the bar and say, oh, hey, what do you do for a living, blah, blah, blah. No, that's not how this works, okay? These guys really can't be out in society just creating new relationships. Usually it's people that work close to them. It's usually people that have some way of being involved with their careers. I mean, how many players are best friends with their agents, right? Happens all the time. So, I mean, Nez Bilelo is more than just an agent to Shohei Ohtani, right? It runs a lot deeper than that. So I think that's a fantastic point. W. Sammy, FBI said winnings were transferred to Ipe's bank account. If he has $142 million in his bank account, Ipe can pay $60 million to Ohtani or doesn't have any money in his bank account. I mean, all that's going to be seized completely. But let's go back to the report here where it talks about the account that he did have. Because basically, anytime he got winnings, anytime there were winnings, they weren't transferred back to Shohei Ohtani. Anytime there were winnings involved, they were all placed in an account that he created. So that just adds another layer to the manipulation that we saw there. I mean, it says in the account that that was the case. Any winnings he had deposited into his account. So there you have right there. But of course, if I was Ipe, I'd do anything. We got Charles Lee. All the negative energy is about to be turned into a World Series ring for our Dodgers. I like that, Charles Lee. Absolutely. Hey, it's Dodgers versus the world. It's LA versus the world right now. And I think that's a good mindset to have because we know people are still clowning about the 2020 World Series and that not being a legitimate World Series. We know that people think that this team just goes out there and tries to buy a World Series, even though you know that's not true. Hey, they just gave their catcher a 10-year extension, a guy they drafted and developed. Okay, we give plenty of examples of that. So I definitely think that has to be the mindset. Hepatitis, see you later. This is all going to be in the Netflix documentary in 20 years when they're telling Shohei's story and how he led the Dodgers to win 4 World Series titles. Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing. When it comes to gambling, Ohtani was never going to gamble on baseball because he doesn't want to gamble with the thing he loves the most, and that is playing baseball. This is someone who has it on his list to go out there and win a World Series title. He had that long, long time ago, and that's what he's trying to achieve. But people impersonate, even for paying bills, Mr. Classic, 100%. 100%. It's not like it's this is a first-time thing for anything. But, yeah, we have really covered this thing from wire to wire from the very first news story. Let's see if there's anything else over on YouTube. We got, yeah, pretty much set. We're going to dive more into it as this continues to present more information. I believe we got people impersonate. But yeah, that's going to do it for this episode of Dodgers Dugout Live, unless we got some more comments. Let's do like 10 more comments here or 5 more, and then we'll let you guys enjoy the rest of your Thursday. And then tomorrow we're going to talk about the lineup and some outfield options the Dodgers could look at if they're looking to join that and increase their production level from their corner outfield spot. But here we go. We got Brito would have never done this to Fernando. That's a fire take. Juice over there. E from Entourage. There you go. Anthony Keane. Just did a rewatch of Entourage. I love that show. Just a great show. We could do a whole episode on that. But yeah, Eric Murphy would never do that to Vinny Chase. You're absolutely right. In fact, he only had his best interest in mind. Yeah, hey, man, no one did Medellin, was a bust, but still, I mean, come on now. Dallas Braden's outraged, not aging well. David Fan. Yeah, all these guys are looking stupid. Let's just call it what it is. All these guys who try to say Ohtani was possibly gambling, they look dumb. They really do. And hopefully we're learning our lesson and you don't jump the gun on the facts. Wait for the details to emerge, okay? D-Mac, Tramiel going to get another opportunity. What about Fonalama? That's from Jacob. Look, I think they don't love Tramiel. I mean, the fact that you haven't really thrown him out there in left field, and he's basically on the roster just because he's a lefty. I think he probably will just because he's on the roster, but we'll get to that tomorrow. We're gonna get back to more baseball talk tomorrow for sure, 100%. BC, four more World Series would tie us with the Cardinals for the second most all time. That's from BC. Yeah, and also, you look at the World Series appearances, right? I mean, seven World Series, let's get the double digits, right? Ipe plays the game like Vesia pitches. Carl, wow, why is Vesia catching strays here? They should give him two hats. That's from AJ. Jeremy, imagine Ipe having to confess to Ohtani, then confess to his family. He was most likely going to prison. I mean, geez, you're talking about the ultimate fumbling of the bag. You're talking about Ipe Mizuhara, someone who would have gone down in history as the most famous interpreter in the history of this planet. You're talking about someone that would have been on the podium after the Dodgers have won the World Series, after Shohei Ohtani won another MVP, after Shohei Ohtani made it to Cooperstown. That was all in front of him. He would have had a comfortable lifestyle, and he would have seen unimaginable things being the interpreter for the best baseball player on the planet, and he threw that all away to gamble. What if he was just gambling with his own money? It would already be bad. But he stole millions, 16 plus million from his friend. Just absolutely a sick and twisted story. We got $20 from Martin Enrique Reles. We got what about Monty firing Boris? Yeah, we're talking about it tomorrow. I mean, Jordan Montgomery fires his agent. And not a good look for Scott Boras. He didn't have the best offseason. Yes, it was a little more complicated than that because you had the regional sports networks having their financial issues. But still, I mean, I think the fact that he goes with Yamamoto and he goes with Glasnow's agent, I mean, you got to feel pretty good about that if they're looking for another pitcher. But you got Walker Buehler back. We'll see if they try to get him back and they try to sign him long-term. Maybe he takes a shorter-term deal to get himself back if he doesn't have the year he's hoping to have. And then you also have Clayton Kershaw could come back for another year. You're going to have Dustin May. You got Shohei Ohtani back. Roki Sasaki could be in the fold. But, yeah, I'm sure if they want to get another lefty and he wants to sign with the Dodgers, might be a good spot for him, but it's going to be another year, too. Another year older. Let's not forget that. Doug Slayton, D-Mac, I got a surefire bet. Just transfer me your account info. I got you, man. Just DM me. I'll transfer you it. I'll give you all the info right now. Antonio's pin number is 7154. Is that what you said?
7169.
7169. Okay, 716. That's your pin. Okay, we got you, Antonio. We got Anthony Keene, I want to see Queens Boulevard in the worst way. The original cut. Oh, that the original Queens Boulevard. You had the black and white. You had the leather. You had the rain. Hey, I am Queens Boulevard. I love that, Anthony Keene. Couple more here, guys. Firing away here on a Thursday afternoon edition of Dodgers Dugout Live. By the way, if you're new to the channel, be sure to subscribe. Hit the notification bell. Hit the like button. And all you have to do is comment down below the word done, and you'll be eligible for our next giveaway. We're giving away a jersey at 90,000 subscribers. A Mookie Betts jersey for sure. We got Ipe fell off the clip. That's from UA over on YouTube. Jack, DFA Vesia, trade Lux, trade for Adamas, if possible. Okay, now you guys are kind of getting back to my normal show. Shane, I would trade places with Ipe. For that matter, I would trade places with Decoy. But, I mean, Ipe had the dream job and totally ruined it. Yeah, it's the ultimate fumbling of the bag. Like I said, he could have gone down as the most famous interpreter of all time. He could have been at the Hall of Fame enshrinement, winning World Series. And unfortunately, gambling addiction is tough. And he surrendered to it. And it ruined his life. Absolutely ruined his life. And, geez, what did Caesar say? We got a fire take from Caesar over here. I'll try to find it. Boris sucks. Amen. And rocks. But, yeah, like Scott Boris is, still the most famous agent of all time. I think he's going to have a better year next year. We got a lot of done from Cesar, Doug Slayton, Silos. Otani isn't helping. He put decoy wine. That's from Giella. I saw that on Instagram today. But a couple more here, a couple walk-off shots. Let's do a little walk-off shot here. Done, but not as done as Ipe. That's prone to thrill. Love that. Dodgers Nation, got Antonio wishing Alex Vesia a happy birthday. Yeah, we'll talk some Alex Vesia tomorrow. And happy birthday to Alex Vesia. We got Anthony Keane. This Ipe story needs a movie, and it should be directed by Scorsese. Think Goodfellas, but with baseball. Yeah, there would probably be some differences there. A little more blood involved than just betting. That's for sure. Imagine betting $160,000 in one day. It's insane. It's truly, truly nuts. Jack, come on now. Jack says, I definitely do not wish Alex Vesia a happy birthday. Come on now. Okay, he gave a home run yesterday, but still, he's a Dodger. Did Ipe's wife divorce him? Yes. Ipe wants to defer 200 years of prison time. That's from Silver's Raleigh over there. That's a fire take. Why don't we end on that one? That's going to do it for this episode of Dodgers Dugout Live. My name is Doug McCain. You can follow me on X and Instagram at DMAC_LA. No post-game show because there's no game today, but we'll be back tomorrow. We're going to talk about some lineup changes they can make. Should they look at some external outfield options? They could really bolster that left field position from an offensive production standpoint. But yeah, crazy story. Just final thoughts on this one. If you or someone out there you know falsely accused Shohei Ohtani, called him a gambler, say he should be banned from baseball. Well, you know what? Today is National Apologize to Shohei Ohtani Day. Go tweet something, write something on your Facebook wall. I don't know what you got to do. But if you slandered this man's name in any capacity, someone that is the best thing that's happened to baseball in the last 100 years, you owe him an apology. But that's going to do it for this episode. Remember, nothing brings us together quite like Dodger baseball. And until next time, think blue, bleed blue, and I'm out.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.